Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Garrett is state and government politics reporter for the Dallas Morning News, almost regular guest on this show. Bob, welcome back to WGN in Chicago.
Great to be on, John.
How's life in Texas these days?
Well, it's pretty bizarre. We have a legislature that never seems to go home, and we are having some, I guess you could say, staunchly conservative legislation take effect that's getting attention all across the country.
Yeah, both the gun law, the voting rights law, and, of course, the abortion law, which the Supreme Court essentially passed on. I got to tell you, that end around that your legislature engineered so that people can report on each other is the damnedest thing I've ever heard of.
It is creative. Some would say despicable.
Well, it's, certainly,
it's kind of a bounty.
Yeah, I'd say all three of those apply. Do the people of Texas support that? Are they behind? Sometimes legislatures do things or executives do things that don't necessarily reflect popular consensus. What do the people in Texas say about this?
Well, we're going to be polling on it. I think in general, the great mass of Texans don't necessarily take this absolutist anti-abortion stand. However, the people that pick governors and many of the legislators are those who vote in Republican primaries, and the winners of those are almost guaranteed elections statewide and in a majority of legislative districts. So the short answer is a pretty small number of people support this. You know, probably 2 or 3 million people out of 29 million absolutely would support it. As for the rest, I'm not sure. We haven't polled it.
The governor didn't have to sign it, though.
Oh, he is being challenged from his right by two Republican gubernatorial candidates who say he is squishy on abortion by allowing even abortions up to this 6 weeks of this fetal heartbeat bill. So he's under fire, and he has a record of being about as staunchly pro-life, as they say, as any politician in Texas.
And yet not conservative enough for some. You know, I saw a story in the in your paper this morning. One San Francisco-based company, they only have a half a dozen employees, but they are paying to relocate the employees out of Dallas and move them back to San Francisco. They're calling it an evacuation program, which sounds dramatic, and it's only six folks. But I wonder if there are repercussions for the state. You remember when North Carolina enacted legislation, which wasn't all that LGBTQ-friendly, the NBA said we won't have our All-Star game there. Are there going to be consequences for your state like that?
Well, and you know, Georgia earlier last year on election stuff, or maybe it was this year, it all runs together. That's right. Yeah, there's consequences. Portland, Oregon is not going to let people come to conventions in Texas, it looks like, or buy any materials from Texas. You know, I think this gets it into the realm where it's dangerous for Governor Abbott and some of the Republican leaders who are up for re-election next year, by the way, John. And that is when you have people who don't follow politics much start to hear from their friends and stuff across the country. Things like Texas Taliban, what's it like there? That starts to push you in an area where there's an opening for a potential Democratic upset. But right now, there is no Democratic candidate even who's taken the field to run against Greg Abbott. So it is an issue that could be exploited by Democrats if they had someone credible ready to exploit it.
Your search for a Democrat in Texas sounds like our search for a Republican in Chicago. Most of the major races here go unopposed. If you're running for a aldermanic position or even a statewide position in the city, you usually just run on the Democrat ticket and then there's nobody against you on the ballot.
Right. We're sort of the inversion of you.
And yet you wonder, though, okay, so I was thinking about Texas, though. Isn't that becoming more of a purple state, though, Bob?
Very slowly. And the problem is that with the recently passed election bill, but especially what we're about to do later this month, redrawing the district lines, redistricting the legislative and congressional boundaries. The Republicans are probably going to lock in a few more years of control of the state. But I do think that there is unmistakably a trend toward a purpling, where there's a lot of people increasingly either new or have been in Texas a while are feeling like the government is really gone too far to the right.
Your redistricting in Texas with Republicans sounds again like what the Democrats do in Illinois and Chicago. We're in the process of doing that here as well. Is anybody actually going to collect $10,000 for telling on somebody else who may be getting an abortion?
Well, we're going to see. I think once we see some of those suits, then we would have real challenges and see whether this law is constitutional. But the mere threat of these suits, John, is really freezing the abortion clinics, many of whom are not performing the procedure right now. We have a lot of women who are being sent to New Mexico and other states to get abortions. So, you know, it's really unclear. That is a fascinating way of getting around Roe v. Wade, is to say, no, we're not asking the state to enforce it. We're having citizen enforcement, but we don't have a test yet, and I don't know when we'll get one.
Do people at least acknowledge there's something a little creepy about that form of vigilantism? Like, if that's your cause, maybe any means is justified by the ends, but for crying out loud, think about that. Are people at least uncomfortable with what they've done there?
I think it's getting attention, and it certainly is out of character for Republicans in Texas to gen up a bunch of lawsuits, civil lawsuits, for this kind of, you know, people seeking bounties and big legal jackpots. That is something that Texas Republicans have been fighting for a generation or two. So it is an odd thing, but I think they justify it with, you know, their belief that life begins at the conception. So it's I think it's a strange thing for people who are more ambivalent about abortion and think that this is going to lead to no good end of people spying on people or people making false accusations.
Well, if you're against abortion, then I understand why you would be absolute about it, because you believe that's life and life is life, however unfortunate the circumstances in which it is conceived. And so that gets you to no exceptions for rape or incest. Your governor said yesterday that, in fact, we'll eliminate the rapists. Not exactly sure how he's going to do that. You saw that comment as well, I trust.
Oh, yes. You know, there was not probably a winning answer for him to come up with, because this heartbeat law doesn't allow any of the rape incest exceptions. However, he immediately pivoted, as is his wont, to sort of an overstatement or overpromise that we're going to eliminate rape. And when questioned about that, you know, he's falling back on, well, we've done better at clearing a backlog of rape kits, and I'm tightening up bail being granted to violent offenders. But really, you know, the statistics bear out that we've only been, you know, arresting one of four rapists in Texas of reported rapes result in arrest. And so it's a preposterous kind of statement that he's going to wave a magic wand. And it really sort of skirted the agonizing part of this, which has been a problem, as you know, for some of those Republicans in Indiana and elsewhere in the last decade or so, who made these comments about pregnancies that result from rape and not wanting to have abortions allowed. It's you know, the governor probably would have been better off to acknowledge what an agonizing area this is and stuck to his position that he favors the law. But he wandered off message.
Bob Garrett never does. State government and politics reporter at the Dallas Morning News. Bob, I'll call you on a happier topic. Maybe we'll talk football someday or something like that. But
I look forward to it.
It's always a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for your time today, sir.
Thank you, sir.